The new local high school and college football season is up and running, and it was a good start for some of the North Coast programs. Hello and welcome to this week's Camogie News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumbleSports.com. We'll have much more on the local football teams and break down the opening week in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest local soccer, some high school golf, and news of why it was a big week for one local driver. But first up, opening weekend of the new high school football season featured six HDNL teams, including impressive starts for a pair of league rivals. Last Friday night, the Fortuna Huskies kicked off their season with a big statement performance against St. Helena. The Huskies, who lost their opening three games a year ago, made sure there would be no repeat this fall and cruised to a comfortable 41-6 win over a team that made the North Coast Section semi-finals a year ago. The Ferndale Wildcats also started strong on the way to a 31-7 win at Anderson. Adrian Lopez enjoyed a standout debut at quarterback, while running backs Preston Killingsworth, Liam Bishop and Garen McClurg wore down Anderson with the help of an outstanding offensive line and grew stronger as the night went on. It was also a good start to the new season for the McKinleyville Panthers. The Panthers welcomed Cloverdale to McKinleyville High School on Saturday afternoon and overcame some adversity and early season nerves on the way to an 8-7 comeback win. Trailing 7-0 at halftime, the Panthers were unable to find much rhythm on offense early in the game, but they stuck with it and rallied in the second half, getting on the scoreboard with a safety before sophomore quarterback Corbin Green connected with sophomore receiver Everett Grootsmacher on a 65-yard fourth-quarter touchdown for what would be the winning score. And with their defense playing well all game and posting a shutout for the final three quarters, they were able to hold on down the stretch for a second straight opening weekend victory. Three other HDNL teams were also in action last weekend. The Del Norte Warriors, who welcomed back head coach Nick White to the sideline for the first time in 4 years, had the longest road trip of the weekend, traveling all the way to the Bay Area to play Oakland High School. But early season mistakes proved costly for the Warriors as the game got away from them early in the second half and they lost 34-20. The Hoopa Warriors also opened on the road, traveling to Trinity. And things did not go well for a young Hoopa team that featured three freshmen and four sophomores and found itself trailing by four touchdowns at halftime. The Hoopa players grew into the game and matched the home team with a pair of second half touchdowns before eventually falling 42-16. Rounding out a busy weekend for the local contingent of teams, the Eureka Loggers kicked off their season on Saturday night, hosting Windsor at the Redwood Bowl. But it was a disappointing start for the Loggers, who were never in the game and lost 41-0. Three local teams, South Fork, St. Bernard's and Arcata, had an opening weekend bye and will kick off their seasons this week. Arcata kicks off on Friday night against Ukiah in a game that will be played at McKinleyville High School, while St. Bernard's opens on Saturday afternoon. The Crusaders are expected to challenge for this year's Pacific League title, but will have their hands full in their opener against North Coast Section powerhouse St. Vincent de Paul, with kickoff set for 2 p.m. Also in action this weekend, McKinleyville plays at Fort Bragg, Eureka plays at Shasta, Fortuna travels to University Prep, and Hoopa plays at Healdsburg. All of those games take place on Friday night. Del Norte, meanwhile, will play at home, also on Friday night, when Ashland High School travels to Crescent City. Fresh off their opening win at Anderson, Ferndale has a bye this weekend. Some of the Mendocino County schools were also in action last weekend. Ukiah opened with a 50-14 win over Orland, while Fort Bragg beat rival Willits 12-5. Switching gears, College of the Redwoods kicked off the new college football season last week, and it was an impressive start to the new campaign for the Corsairs, who travelled to play San Jose City College and won comfortably 41-21. CR came storming out of the gates and led 35-7 at halftime, and after that there was no way back for the home team. The Jaguars, however, captured national headlines by featuring a 47-year-old player, defensive end Justin Buzzard, and the game was featured on ESPN's SportsCenter this week because of that. The showdown, however, belonged to the Corsairs, who dominated in a game that wasn't as close as the final score would suggest, after the Jaguars scored a pair of late TDs for a more flattering scoreline. In local high school soccer, meanwhile, it was a good week for the St. Bernard's girls. The Crusaders feature several starting freshmen this year and have been one of the stories of the young season. They are 5-0-1 on the season and captured the championship at the Upper Lake tournament last weekend, beating Clear Lake on a penalty shootout in the final. They continued to roll with a 3-2 win at Arcata on Tuesday. Also in girls' action this week, Ferndale and Del Norte tied 0-0 in their league opener. It was also a good weekend for the McKinleyville boys, who won the boys' Upper Lake tournament with a 2-0 win over Kelseyville in Saturday's final. However, they were unable to carry that momentum into Tuesday's league opener against Fortuna and lost 1-0. The Huskies avenged an earlier loss to McKinleyville and have won 4 straight games since then. Also in HDNL boys action this week, the Eureka Loggers got their first win of the season, beating South Fork 3-0. The local high school girls golf season also officially began this week, as the league golfers travelled to Beaupré Golf Course in McKinleyville for the season opening Beaupré Best Ball Challenge. And it was a good start for the defending league champion Del Norte girls. The Del Norte pairing of Jaylee Keeling and Taylor Horner posted the low score of the day, placing first with an 86. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, it was a big weekend for North Coast Motorsports fans with the penultimate race night of the season at the Redwood Acres Raceway. Brandon Barnwell had a good night and solidified his lead in the late models season standings by placing first in a competitive and back-and-forth main event. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumbleSports.com.